Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, what do they call that? A difference without a distinction, I think they call it. 860-522-9842. A difference without a distinction. They love talking. It's called the Babidi Babo. From my political experience, that's what it's called.
Governor, you're very busy with all this COVID stuff. The National Governors Association appointments, how does that affect your time clock, I guess, your work schedule?
So Jolly Ned is such a huge success at fighting COVID. They have given him an official position with the National Governors Association so he can teach the others how to make sure the maximum number of people. Well, you know what happened.
Hey, look, this is what I'm doing about.
And he pretends, the guy who's never worked a day in his life pretends, talk about lies, he pretends to be working 18 hours a day at the job of governor, which he thinks is a job of conning the people of the state as he raises taxes and otherwise abuses them and makes matters worse.
Hey, look, this is what I'm doing about 18 hours a day, which is COVID with some disasters thrown in along, other disasters thrown in along the way. So,
remember speaking of disasters, remember the disaster Ned created in August when the storm came in and he was totally unprepared, had done nothing to get ready. And remember when the new storm came a few weeks ago and he was asked whether he had talked to Eversource to make sure some of those same problems didn't pop up again because of all he had learned in the August storm. And he said, no, he hadn't talked to them because he's too busy working 18 hours a day.
So the chance that I am in a better position to learn from my fellow governors and to share information with the White House, I think is going to make my life and Connecticut's life easier and better.
Oh, yes. Everything you learn, Ned, because you're starting at zero knowledge.
The standard line on talk radio about your emergency powers is that you're interested in a power grab, interested in running people's lives. These are just things that I hear people say. What's your response to those folks?
Look, as I said before, this is the legislature granted me this authority because of the nature of the real-time decision-making.
Everything is a lie. He took the power. He declares the power under the law. And then the legislature has a chance, dominated by Democrats, that his fellow Democrats have a chance to take the power away from him if they so choose. But why would they do that? If he's crazy enough to want to carry the burden on himself, they'll just go home and sit and twiddle their thumbs. They don't care.
Look, as I said before, this is the legislature granted me this authority because of the nature of the real-time decision-making we've got to make.
You know, yes.
Set up Rentschler Field. That required making some changes on short order.
He needed emergency powers so he could make a right instead of a left at Rentschler Field when you go in for a vaccine. Absolutely. Con men. They're all con men. Let's get a traffic update. We're going to start the rant line coming up. We take live phone calls as well. We do the whole thing. And we even squeeze in some Mark Christopher from the Brown, Payne, Darris, and Scott Traffic Center. Mark.
I've got the power! Well, Todd, coming into downtown Hartford right now. I've got the power.
WTIC. Yes, it's the Rants Line, the Friday edition of the Rant Line. We take phone calls and mix them in. We'll start off with a couple of rants to get you all juiced up, okay? Okay.
Hey, Todd, it's Rich from Bristol.
Hey, Rich.
I got advice for your friend Mikey.
Yes, Mikey's
leaving. Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. Dallas is a blue, messed up city. I just moved back to Connecticut from Texas after 23 years. Don't laugh. Thank you.
Don't do it. Don't do it. He says don't do it, Mikey.
Hi, I'm calling from Cheshire, and I'm very upset that the restaurants can't be open past 9:30. And why haven't bars been able to be open? I think Lamont is just looking to keep his power of authority through February. And if we're starting to plateau, as Dr. Fauci says, and if Massachusetts is allowing bars to open and restaurants to open later, why can't we, so that we keep the economy going in the state of Connecticut? Thank you.
Well, this is a perfect example. There's absolutely no reason why not, except that the governor wants to extend his powers, as we've been talking about, officially and unofficially. He wants to extend his powers in a couple of weeks, and he can't be acting like things are getting better. Kenny?
2 weeks ago on January 6th, a woman was shot by police in the United States Capitol. I have yet to hear the name of the law enforcement person that killed her. I have yet to see a reason why she would have been killed. I get the feeling there is never going to be justice for this person. I get the feeling there is never going to be any due process or any review of how this happened, why this happened, and that there will be any repercussions or any mention in the biased press that is oppressing this country. I want to see justice. Can someone tell me when that's going to happen and how that's going to happen?
Well, this is that's really a wonderful point. So the woman who got killed by the Capitol Police, there is no information because the Capitol Police don't give out information because they're the federal government. And this is what Ned looks at. And he says, oh, this is how it's done. I'll be just like their bureaucracy. No, we tell people nothing. You're just the people. I'm King Ned. No information. Same thing from the Capitol Police. Nada. Right. Yeah? What?
Just a thought.
Okay.
We've got all these National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. right now. Why don't we just move them down to the Mexican border and this way here instead of stopping protesters or invaders in D.C.? We can stop them from coming in from Guatemala and Honduras. Thanks. Bye.
Isn't that interesting? Domestic invaders, they get nervous about. But if you're coming from another country looking to take something you have no right to take, that is a spot in this land. Or if you're a liberal smashing windows from the sanctuaries of capitalism in the downtown areas of those gorgeous buildings, symbols of the greatest achievements from the greatest country in the history of mankind, operating under the greatest system, one of capitalism, that gets no, there's no interest on the part of the plunderers.
Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Mitch McConnell ought to wake up and smell what they're shoveling every day. What a bunch of fools.
860-522-9842 for the live calls. Rant line number 751-4698. And let's see, we got Bob in Enfield. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how you doing? You know, Governor, as you know, the news is breaking. There's a shortage, and every state is running out of the vaccine right now. And they want to open up the second round to give it to people, but the people that got the first shot won't get it. But yesterday in a news conference, Lamont asked Josh, did you get your second shot yet? And he said, yes, good, good. Now, how come these politicians can stand ahead of the line against the people that are dying in the nursing home?
Well, keep in mind, Bob, Ned and his staff, Josh, they don't want the shots. They're only sacrificing their bodies to set a good example because they're nervous that you won't be willing to get a shot if they don't model it for you. And they know that after you see them getting the shot, you'll say, all right, Josh got a shot. I'm going to run right down there and get me one.
Yeah, how old is he? Is he 80 years old yet or over 75?
No, he's about half that, I would say.
About half that. Okay, he gets ahead of the line. Okay, I know how things work. You got to be a positive.
That is how.
It's all goodies, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Is that the expression?
Well, I would think so.
I mean, that's how it works. Thank you, Bob. Good to hear from you. Have a good weekend. Steve's in Winston. Oh, hold on 1 second, Steve. I'll come right back to you. You can even just wait right there. Just don't say anything. I have to do this weather forecast. Okay, Steve. Nice to hear from you. You've been boycotting me for a couple months. Nice to have you back.
I've just been busy in my hall.
All right. I won't take it personally then.
I have a suggestion. I would suggest Now is the time for a candidate to declare themselves and immediately go into the city and start going door to door to get the ball rolling.
The ball rolling for what? Declare themselves for what?
For governor.
Oh, okay. And what do you mean by the cities? What's your point?
Well, I think that if they wait too long, it gets to be too much of an uphill challenge, and they don't get their message out. Whereas, you know, if you start early now, you can at least maybe cover the three big cities in Connecticut and make a name for yourself.
I assume you're talking about a Republican, that Republicans need to start campaigning in cities, and
well,
somebody
they
should
know
be...
who they are.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that, well, I've been saying it for years. I've known politicians for years because of doing this kind of radio, and I've told them just go campaign in the cities. Republicans, there's nothing to be afraid of. They will be excited that you are actually showing an interest, and it's low hanging fruit. Like if there's a million people, say, in the state of Connecticut, I don't know what the number is, living in cities, and you've never asked them for a vote before, and you start asking, even if you say nothing else but please vote for me, you'll start getting a few points of them shifting your way, and that could be the difference easily in an election. You're right.
Yeah, it's got to start somehow.
Yes, absolutely. They should unofficially and officially ask for those votes. Dave in Brantford, hi.
Yo, Todd, I'd like to give props to your producer at this point, who has always been very helpful to me as a caller, you know, in honing in on what is important to get over to you. And I appreciate that. And I might add, it kind of feels like we on the good ship Titanic, called Connecticut, are setting our future seed to be saved on the ocean called Texas. And maybe he will warn those people. You know, the story of Connecticut, don't follow their example.
Yes, I'm very happy for them that they will have him there as a beacon. He'll be like Paul Revere riding around in his Honda.
Yeah, you know, I can't think of the
telling
name of the
them
movie.
That
What's
the
Charlton Heston movie they show every year at Easter where he's Moses?
Oh. That's the Ten Commandments, isn't it?
The Ten Commandments. And there's an old guy who's not going to make it to the New World for the Israelites, but he gives the youngster a fig tree and asks him to plant it, you know, in the new land. And people will sit under that. That's kind of how I feel about Michael going off to bigger and better things. And he'll warn people about our story up here on Titanic, Connecticut.
Well, that's nice. I'm glad you feel warmly towards him because he's a wonderful guy.
I appreciated him always. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Dave. Nice to hear from you. I appreciate your calls and your interest in the show. All right, back to the rants.
Yo, 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 Todd. This is not the candy wrapper.
What?
He is a bit more dapper. 1 + 1, Todd. I bet you said 2. News media had us fooled. Joe Biden did too. Do they not teach history in our schools? Mama didn't raise no fool. Garth Brooks is a traitor. Tom Hanks a doppelganger. Jesus step aside. Our new savior, Biden, has arrived. No longer do we thrive. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Candy, for your inspiration. Bye-bye, Todd.
Wow, that was a great imitation, wasn't it?
Yo, Todd. This is the Candy Rapper.
Wait.
Today is 1/22, and when I am done with this rap, you may not believe it to be true. On 1/16, for some Newington residents, they had no clue on what to do. By the end of the day, they would be feeling blue because their basements were filled with number two. It happened in the morning. There was no warning. Then the unthinkable. Their basements were filled with water. It was not drinkable. What my father saw was raw. It was sewage. It was very deep. For days, he could not sleep. When I got to his house, I saw the bleep. They've lived there for 56 years. Now my mother just sits in her chair, drinking beer after beer after beer. We were soon to discover the insurance did not cover. I have to say, the MDC did not show for 4 days. The man began to explain. The flood came from the rain. I almost popped a vein in my brain. I said, are you a clown? When is the rain ever brown? I am not down. I began to frown. It's been gloom and doom. A 24/7 fecal plume. MDC needs to up it, or Candy will phone it to the WTIC news crew. Like Fred Flintstone said, your house smells like yabba dabba doo doo. Have a good day, Todd. Bye bye.
I don't understand. There's somebody imitating the Candy Rapper, and he seems to be originating in tandem because these calls came just like you heard them, one after the other in that order. I just want to do a little forensic here and see if the forensics will reveal a relationship between the two.
Yo, Todd.
All right, now that sounded good, and let's compare that to the real Candy Rapper.
Yo, Todd.
What's going on?
Yo, Todd. This is not the Candy Rapper.
And this one?
Yo, Todd, this is the Candy Rapper.
I believe. Wait, maybe this is Candy's father?
Yo, Todd, this is not the Candy Rapper.
What would his name be? What is the Big Daddy? That's a candy bar, right? Big Daddy and a Little Daddy? What was that? Yeah, you know those, they're like fudge sticks? Isn't that what a Big Daddy is?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, a Sugar Daddy? I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yo, Todd, this is the Candy Rapper.
And then at the end, it breaks up a little bit, but he sounds just like Candy himself here.
Bye-bye, Todd. Bye-bye.
When he does that bye-bye, he sounds a lot like the real Candy Man.
Dabba-doo-doo. Have a good day, Todd. Bye-bye.
Right there. Doesn't he? Sounds like the real deal, man.
Todd, did you hear that Biden and Harris were inaugurated a couple of days ago?
Yeah.
All right, now I get it. This came in yesterday, and I couldn't figure out. It sounded like some guy was calling up and doing whale imitations, and I couldn't figure out why. So he called back and redid it for us and explained that this is just his level of excitement about the swearing in of the new prez.
Todd, did you hear that Biden and Harris were inaugurated a couple of days ago?
Yeah.
He's thrilled. I love it.
Hey, I saw all those National Guardsmen in D.C., 25,000 of them, and they looked like they were making them sleep on those cold, expensive Italian marble floors in the Capitol building there, all having a sleep on stone slabs. I hope as Commander-in-Chief, President Donald J. Trump took the trouble to buy every one of those 25,000 guys a MyPillow from Mike Lindell.
I hope so. he would have gotten a good price on those pillows, and it would have been good publicity for Mike, who's being boycotted. No My Pillows in, what is it, Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond, I think. They're doing a boycott. 860-522-9842. More rant line calls, more live calls coming up. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like some blues gearing up. 860-522-9842. More rants coming up. But Patrick, hello there. What's on your mind? Are you a first-time caller? Is that true?
I am a first-time caller, Todd. How are you?
Thank you for doing that. It's great to have you joining the club. Now you're required to call three times a week.
I hear you. It's tough sometimes, but actually I started listening to you right back when Donald Trump started running.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was a Bernie Sanders supporter back in the beginning.
No kidding. And what are you now? What's your politics now? Are you still supporting wacko leftists, or have you moved over to the right side?
No, it wasn't that. It was more of the Bernie Sanders was anti sending our jobs overseas, anti war. You know what I mean?
Yes, you liked his not business as usual attitude. There were a lot of people who were attracted to both Trump and Bernie.
What's that?
A lot of people were attracted to Trump and Bernie. So what do you want to say today?
Oh, that's all. I happen to work on a lot of those projects that are on the side of the highways.
Oh, what are they? The concrete slabs. Yeah, what's that about?
Those are, I'm sorry to keep interrupting you. I'll have to figure this out. But those are signage posts. I actually have the blueprints in the house right now. You know what I mean? They're signage posts, and those are for the electronic signage.
Oh, okay. The message boards.
For the Amber Alerts, you know, there's an accident a half mile ahead.
Yep. So do you have the computer at the house, too, so you can write messages up there?
You know what? My kids do. I am I'm one of those people that are electronically inept.
Oh, well, that's too. If you could get the kids to put a message up saying, Ned, no tax hikes, that would be great. Can you do that?
I will try to do that, yes.
Please do, Patrick. It's great to hear from you. Thank you so much for diving in and being part of the program. That's awesome. 860-522-9842, the rant line, 751-4698. WTIC. Yes, rant line hour it is. We're taking live phone calls as well. We're having a good old time because producer Mike is signing off today after several years at the station beyond the 4 years that we've spent together. And it's given us great feeling to the day because he's such a terrific guy and we wish him the best. Eric Rocky Hill. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Todd. So you had a caller a little while ago talking about if we can get a candidate to step up now and then we could start spreading the word in the cities.
Steve,
I thought that was great. And, you know, Pastor Will this morning said something that was kind of hard for me to swallow at first, but I said, okay, you know, to myself, he said, we need to, how we fight back is we have to get involved. And, you know, part of me just wants to fight back and be as difficult as possible. You know, I want our Republicans to be, and I still want that, but I think he's right. We need to get more involved, even if somebody can only do a little bit here and there. I think we all need to try to get involved more. And I'd be willing to do that if somebody were to step up soon. I'm hoping Bob Stefanowski will, and I know he's not committed to it yet, but I would love to see him step up and, you know, move forward with running again. I would love
to
get his word out.
It's early still, but I'm sure there's going to be people doing it, and we'll have a busy, vibrant race like 4 years ago. So we just need a better outcome. But I love what you're saying, Eric, which is that people need – it's our government, but if we don't claim it, if we don't engage, then we're giving double the power to the people on the other side who do engage.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Good to hear from you. Have a good weekend. Eric from Rocky Hill. We go to Martin in Hartford. Hi, Martin.
Hey, Todd. I'd like to talk about how nobody has said anything about how this COVID vaccine is going to really affect climate change and global warming. They've been advertising how it has to be kept super cold when it's transported. How do they do that? They pack it in dry ice. What is dry ice? CO2. Amazing. Nobody has said a word. What happens to all this dry ice when they're done dispensing the vaccine? It just sublimates. It just disappears into the atmosphere. So now all this vaccine is going to be transported all over the world with how many millions of tons of CO2, dry ice, and not a word from the hypocrites of the global warming climate change.
And it's stressing out the suppliers and the world of the available market of the CO2. So what do you think is deadlier, the COVID virus or the global warming crisis being caused by the dry ice?
You know, it's whoever you want to believe. What lies do you believe? How many people are killed by global warming? How many are actually killed by COVID? You know, when people die in a motorcycle accident or a car accident and their death certificate says COVID, what do you believe?
Yeah. No, it's a fascinating conversation. All right, Martin, thank you so much for calling.
All right.
Have a great weekend, sir. 860-522-9842. Back to the rants.
Hi, Todd. This is Bill in Bristol. Our wonderful Ned, the happy Lamont, he's going to run an NGA for the region. Now, I saw him smiling with Mario, and in Mario State and in the big city there, we're running out of virus shots because of incompetency, not working with the federal government to get all the shots in. Now, Ned says we have enough shots here in the state. However, if he's going to be running an NGA, how can he still keep his dictatorial powers? He doesn't have the competency to even be a regular governor.
Yeah, and he's just, he's got a ceremonial position with the National Governors Association, which I grant you, a ceremonial position will cause stress in his feeble brain. But nevertheless, we have to be realistic. He doesn't bother monitoring storms, even after storms have caused him a huge embarrassment. He doesn't bother protecting nursing homes, so thousands of seniors die unnecessarily. It's quite remarkable, his negligence and the ability that he has to cover it up through his kind of befuddled approach to political rhetoric and the complicit media, which reports nothing of any consequence except what gets fed to them by the Jolly Ned regime. And thus we live in the dark, trying to shed light as they do their little con games, like on the official and the unofficial. The official, the unofficial. 860-522-9842.
Hello, Todd. Chris from Wallingford. I watched the first White House press briefing and found it quite comical. My biggest concern right now is the color scheme on the Air Force One, and if Joe Biden's going to keep it, I tell you, tough questions or something else. I would really love to hear Trump's first press conference or the White House briefing, and the questions the press asked her, I think it was Sanders at the time, I'm not quite sure, I don't remember, and play it alongside of this one and see the humongous difference. Take care.
Yeah, it was the little guy. What was his name? Remember the first press secretary? Spicer, yeah, Sean Spicer. And Sean had problems right off the bat because of the president was telling him to contest the numbers reported. Remember, the president was upset about the attendance not being reported accurately in his perception, and Sean Spicer was trying to deal with the president telling him to go out there and tell them they're wrong, they're lying. So he was off and running with fisticuffs, as I recall. Thank you for the call. 860-522-9842. Evan calling from Granby. Hi, Evan.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
Nice to hear from you always, Evan.
Oh, thank you. So I'm just going to call you out a little bit. You are way too intelligent to have entertained that guy's comment about dry ice and the vaccine and global warming. Come on.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the realities of how much CO2 is getting released by the dry ice. Can you explain it to us?
Well, let's say that there is some reality based on that. So what's the point? The point is that we don't vaccinate people and eliminate the pandemic and just let it run rampant around the globe and kill hundreds of millions of people.
I don't know. We should at least know what the cost-benefit analysis is, don't you think?
I don't think that you're ever going to get a higher global warming cost than hundreds of millions of deaths through not vaccinating.
That could be, but until we get the facts.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, that's all right. You go.
So the interesting part on the global warming comments, too. So let me concede something that I don't actually concede, but I'll concede it for the sake of argument. Let's say that even if global warming is real, which it is, that humans aren't making it any worse, which they are. But I'll concede that just for the argument's sake. What's the actual reason, then, for not wanting to switch to renewables over time instead of a resource like oil that will be gone at a point in time?
Well, the question for me is I approach it in the same way that you're approaching me. I would approach you and say, let's say for the sake of argument that all of the arguments on global warming are real. The question isn't whether global warming is real or not. The question is what things that we could do that would have efficacy in changing the outcomes of global warming, which ones are reasonable to do without causing undue damage to our economies. And
I agree with that, and that's also a short-term premise, but I'm not going to let you off the hook on what I asked. What is a reason for not switching to renewables over time instead of a resource?
Well, that would be but that's the answer. That's the answer to the question. We would analyze the specific renewables, how much we were going to push the movement towards them, how much more we should be paying in the state of Connecticut, for example, for energy, how much damage is done to the state right now in order to chase something that we don't know what the return on investment is going to be, because we don't know to what extent the pain that we're suffering right now would actually make any difference at all. We don't know if it would make any difference.
I hear you. I don't really disagree with what you're saying. My overarching point is, at some point, the fossil fuels will be gone, so we should progress towards not needing them instead of having, a situation.
Sure, over the long arc, but we don't know what technologies are coming down the pike over the long arc of time anyway. Do you know what the estimate is for how much longer we've got on, is it 40, 50 years on oil?
It's a great question. I don't actually know the answer on what the estimate is. But no matter.
So I don't think there's
40 years or if it's 300 years. I want to get as clean and good as we possibly can and efficient in renewables before that time, or else you end up with a pension unfunded liability that you can't handle in the future.
Well, we can't handle it already, so that one's not the issue. But sticking with the warming argument, we know nothing of the return on investment of any of the things that are being pitched. And in a way, we lose, like Teslas are the most remarkable invention. The delight that people get from having electric cars made by Elon Musk is monumental and will transform automotive's future, regardless of what the realities are of global warming. And it almost stands in the way of adoption of a far superior technology, it appears, that is electric cars, because we're being told this has to happen. We're buying electric cars. Well, so far, we haven't bought any electric cars. There's like 10,000 of them in the state of Connecticut. But
yeah,
we should
there,
be.
I agree with you there. Electric cars have a different cost. They're not necessarily saving energy and non-renewable resources. I don't agree with electric cars unless they're being made by plants that run on renewable resources like a geothermal plant or hydroelectric or
but there's also the issue of the rare metals that have to be mined and the political
Agreed.
Implications of that, and it's a very
Agreed.
Complicated thing, and then we just get told we've got to go to electric cars. Well, why? I say, where's the cost benefit? Well, you know, there are electric cars. That's where we're going to have the whole world's going there. Why is the world going there? It seems to me, my sense of this whole thing, Evan, is that it's a fight over who gets the money, that the oil industry is a Republican industry and the Democrats are in the wind and solar businesses.
I'll bring you back for you there, because I agree with you 100% on what you just said. I honestly do. I'm all for the oil companies ending up being the companies that do the renewable resources. That's how badly I want renewables and how badly I know they will work for our society. Let them still make the money. I'm all fine with that.
Yep. Yeah, but that's not how it's going to work out, though. But the I'm not against them as long as they're not hurting us. And my fear is, certainly in Connecticut, they are making plans to make it very painful so that they can switch us over without any understanding of it and agreement from the average person. They just are getting hit with the most expensive electricity in the country, and nobody knows why, because of all this scamming that's been going on behind the scenes for years.
I'm seeing that and gaining knowledge, which is power, before making choices. We're not going to disagree there.
Evan, you're awesome. Great to talk with you. Thank you for the call. All right, producer Mike, I love you, buddy. Have a great life in Texas and the best of everything.
Sounds
to
so
you.
Morbid.
And let's stand. I don't feel morbid. I'm very excited for you, and I
Thank
want
you.
Great things to happen in your life. So good luck and stay in touch, okay?
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Peace out.
There he goes. He's out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.